We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
As far as cancer is concerned, as far as the death rate, it had its biggest one-year drop ever. And to talk about that is our friend, the medical director of Hartford Healthcare Cancer Institute at Hartford Hospital, the Dr. Andrew Salner. Andrew, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Joe and Ray. How are you?
We should start doing that with you. It's like the Ohio State University.
Nice. Yeah.
The.
It's a nice.
Appreciate that.
Andrew don't Salner. Get a swollen head. We're just saying this, okay?
Don't get swollen anything or we'll have to treat you.
Yeah.
2.2% decline, part of a long-term decrease in mortality rates. Do we have reasons?
Yes, this is really exciting news. It's a 30-year 30% drop in mortality,
wow.
But this year happens to be one of the biggest drops. And actually, as much as we've seen a drop in breast cancer and colorectal cancer deaths over the past several years, this year the biggest drop was in lung cancer.
Wow.
It's a disease that accounts for one quarter of all cancer deaths, and we haven't made much of a bump in it. But this year, the bump is really due to two factors. One is a little bit of early detection. We now have a lung cancer screening program. But the biggest reason is immunotherapy, a new treatment for lung cancer in the last couple of years that's really decreased the death rate.
Immunotherapy, I think, is being experimented with as a treatment for not just lung cancer, but a number of other cancers.
That's absolutely true. It really started with melanoma, Ray, and we've seen a significant improvement in the melanoma death rates over the last several years, and now we're looking at investigating it in many other cancer types. And it turns out that lung cancer, many patients' tumors are sensitive to this treatment, which basically helps the body to fight the cancer itself.
Is part of it, too, Doctor, that people are being diagnosed earlier with the disease?
For lung cancer, Joe, we now have a lung cancer screening program where patients who are either current or former smokers with 30-pack years of tobacco use can get an annual low-dose CAT scan. And that CAT scan detects the disease at a stage 1 in 75% of the time.
Way better.
So, yes, that's absolutely true. We've seen some very early diagnoses of lung cancer where the disease is quite curable. But I think most of this 2.2% effect is due to treatment of more advanced stages.
Okay. You know, the other thing that I think is, let me ask you this, because I think you and I, last time we talked, and Joe and I talked with you, was that are there any, other than a low-dose CAT scan, are there other ways of diagnosing cancer or finding cancer or suspecting there's cancer, like a blood test, something like that?
Not yet, Ray. There's a lot of research being done in biomarkers for cancer, and blood test biopsies trying to spot cancer.
Right.
But we really haven't made that finding yet. I think a lot of research is being done, but at the moment we rely on mammography, on colonoscopy, now lung cancer screening, and for prostate cancer, of course, the PSA blood test.
Talking with Dr. Andrew Salner from Hartford Healthcare Cancer Institute about the drop in cancer rates. This is 2016 to 2017, Andy, right?
That is correct.
That's what we're talking about.
This data is a year or two old still, and I think we're going to see some continued trends even up through the present.
Is it broken down to men and women? Do we have the same rates? Is there that detailed a diagnosis?
It is both men and women. Lung cancer preferentially affects men a little bit more than women, but we've seen the drop in both men and women.
Wow. And, of course, the decrease in smoking probably is helpful as well.
Absolutely. Yep. We've seen a gradual decreased prevalence of tobacco use, and that clearly has an impact. And that's, of course, one of our anxieties about the vaping crisis, is that potentially could increase the use of tobacco over time.
I want to go into something that's in the news, because I don't know that you watch it, but Angela and I do, and that's Jeopardy. And, of course, it seems to me there have been a number of fairly prominent people who have been afflicted with pancreatic cancer.
Yeah.
And Alex Trebek has actually been remarkable in I always thought it was a 3-month trip and that was it, you're done, but he's still hanging on.
Yeah, he's a real role model for courage, I believe. Pancreatic cancer is increasing in incidence. We don't know what causes it. The results are generally not good. The long-term survival is less than 10%. But it varies very much from one patient to the next, Ray, in terms of what stage we find it in and how patients respond to treatment. And fortunately, it seems like he at least is to some degree responding to some treatment. So,
wow.
Great for him, and we hope he hangs
for everybody else.
Yeah,
and,
are people coming in earlier with after experiencing things that may concern them and think they have cancer? Are we getting more early diagnosis?
I think there's when you hear a story about Alex Trebek and people worry about abdominal symptoms, I think people are bringing those to the attention of their physician. Unfortunately, pancreatic cancer and ovarian cancer, to those abdominal malignancies, their symptoms are very nonspecific.
Exactly.
And we unfortunately find both diseases at a later stage.
Oh, well. Hey, you know, I want to go back to just a moment, too, and I think back to Alex Trebek, but, you know, like I watched the show, and I'm rather amazed that he's still here, because I see people go after 3 months. But, I mean, how much of it is holistic, like attitude? Does that make a difference in the treatment of cancer?
I think it does, right. I think the attitude and the positivity that people bring towards their cancer journey and their cancer fight is very positive. Their support systems are important. Their positivity in terms of maintaining their diet and their activity, all of those things are helpful in fighting the disease.
All right.
Andy, thanks. We always appreciate
it.
My pleasure.
Dr. Andrew Saldner, Medical Director, Hartford Healthcare Cancer
Institute. Got to copyright that.
Exactly.
That is a trademark. That's yours.
Exactly. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.